It is time for us to look at the forecast and say, I hate this 14-degree weather in the morning, Pat.
Well, listen, there's only one choice. Move down to Florida like everybody else does.
No, there's the other choice. We've got a new underwriter for your weather. And it's a forest that you can be buried in and with a tree. And then there's a little thing put on the tree that recognizes that's why you're there. It's ecologically great. It's simple. It's good for the environment. And it repopulates forests. That's the other option. That's the other option.
Obviously, I won't be there until I'm no longer standing.
That's right. So you won't.
So until that is the case, if you don't like the weather up here, then you can always move south, like I said, like everybody else does. I mean, I would rather have this than have to be in 88 degrees with humidity at 88%.
I'd much rather be 88.
Not me. Yeah, no, absolutely not. Florida absolutely has no attraction for yours truly.
Now, Arizona doesn't attract me because it's just plain hot. Hot. I mean, searing.
Not in the winter and spring.
No, but the rest of the time. I can't afford two places to live, Pat. I can barely afford to live in one place.
Well, I can settle that problem. Well, I'll get to the weather and I'll settle that problem for you in 2 seconds. You won't believe how I could solve that problem. Okay, but meanwhile, it's partly cloudy today and a high of 35 to 40. And you don't have the wind. So that's one good thing. Tonight, could be a little bit of light snow or a wintry mix. Don't blink your eyes, you'll miss it. Upper 20s compared to the upper teens. Wednesday, a period of rain or a wintry mix in the early morning. Otherwise, for St. Paddy's Day, clouds, and they may break to a little sun. If they don't, we're in the mid-40s. If they break to a little sun, we could be at 50. Now, for Thursday, clouds increase 50, and we get rain coming in by evening. It rains Thursday night, and the rain on Friday could end as wet snow. And if it does, that's one thing. But no matter when it moves out, wind will move in.
Again.
And Friday is going to be another day where the wind is going to pick up in the afternoon over 40 miles an hour, 35 to 40 degrees for the high. Your Saturday is a sunny day in the middle 40s. And then at 5:37 p.m., you wave bye to winter and say hello to spring. And Sunday's the first spring day. You'll be sunny and in the 50s. So you see, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
But you have to once again deal with wind. What is it with these winds?
I don't know, but you will get wind. There's going to be a big, big high over central Canada. And then you'll have this cold front and storm moving south of us on Friday. So between the two, there's going to be a pretty strong pressure gradient. I would say easily wind 20 to 30 gusts over 40 on Friday. That's way in advance, folks. It's only Tuesday. I'm telling you that now. Okay, so let's get back to Marshall's dilemma.
Yeah.
He can't afford two places. Well, neither could I. So this is what you do, Marshall. You keep your house here, but not a problem. And you say to yourself, you know what? Arizona is beautiful in the wintertime. So you go down there and you rent a house for 3 months and you spend the winter down there. Now, if you really, really like it, then you can wind up down the road buying a house once you get familiar with the territory. But at least for the first winter, wherever you want to go, rent, folks, don't buy. And this way you could scout the area, the neighborhood, see about how prices are, see how the weather is, see if you like it.
Arizona's out.
Oh, I love Arizona.
Arizona's out. They've got scorpions.
Oh, nuts.
They've got scorpions. It's out. Out.
Well, yeah, bears here.
I don't care. I can see a bear coming. A bear doesn't get into my slippers or into my bed like scorpions do.
Right. Well,
you don't like mice, I tell you. You move to Arizona, you'll really not like scorpions.
Well, I'm sure you're right. Right now, Phoenix is cloudy and 50 degrees.
Yeah.
With a west wind at 10 miles an hour. And today, their forecast is partly cloudy, becoming sunny, with a high, get this, Marshall, 60 to 65 degrees. Tonight, 40 to 45. Wednesday, 70 to 75. Thursday, 80. And then it gets to the lower 80s on Friday and into the weekend, but all with low humidity. I mean, you can't tell me that that's not nice.
Scorpions.
That is nice.
Scorpions.
You'll just have to, the place that you'll rent, you'll just have to make sure it's scorpion free.
If I had my choice of building a second home, South Florida, maybe even the tip of Florida would be one place. Southern California, San Diego, that would be another place. And you know what would be another place where I would like, where I could see having a second house?
Yeah.
Denver.
Oh, where they get all the snow.
No, yeah, but they also, in the wintertime, golf courses stay open because they have plenty of days that are 55, 65 degrees. People don't know that about Denver. That you know, they don't get snowed in all winter long. They don't. So those would be my places.
Right.
Those would be my places.
You got me thinking, and I just Googled. Scorpions are a major concern for people moving to Phoenix, Tucson, or anywhere in Arizona. Scorpions are common, but not everywhere. Think of them like solitary wasps for your area. They are present and may get into your house, but they mostly mind their own business.
Yeah, well, I don't like wasps either. And at least wasps fly away. Yeah. No scorpions for me. No scorpions for me. Arizona is off the list.
That's it. So, and if you go to Florida, you have to deal with what are those little things, like lizards.
Well, hey, listen, hurricanes.
Salamanders.
Salamanders are not scorpions. I'm sorry. I'll put up with an occasional hurricane. I'll put up with alligators. I won't put up with scorpions.
Isn't that funny? You'll put up with alligators.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodness. Okay. Well. Anyhow, so much for that, and everything else is pretty much status quo. I mean, it's a quiet morning in the old weather center.
Well, that's good. As we head into, like you said, Sunday is the first day of spring, right?
Well, it actually arrived Saturday, late Saturday, but Sunday was the first full day of spring.
And it'll be in the 50s and sunny.
Yes.
Not bad news, Pat. Not bad news at all.
No, I figured you would like that. Yep, so these are the last few days of winter.
They're fleeting.
Yeah.
Winter is fleeting, hopefully. All right, Pat, are you all set for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow?
Whatever that may be.
That's right. You're not going to have any corned beef.
I don't eat corned beef, yeah. So I'll have a piece of Irish soda bread for you. How's that?
There you go. That sounds good. I'll have an Irish coffee, too. Okay. Take care, Pat.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.